Phylum Arthropoda. Arthropods constitute the largest phylum in the animal kingdom. They are made up of over 30% of all known animal species. This is because insects, the largest class of animals, belongs to this phylum. Characteristics of Phylum Arthropoda. 1. They have an exoskeleton made of chitin. 2. They have a metamerically segmented body divided into similar segments. 3. They have jointed appendages that are attached to each segment. 4. They are triploplastic columnate. 5. They are bilaterally symmetrical. 6. They have open circulation. 7. They undergo molting. The phylum has 5 main classes. 1. Class Crustacea. 2. Class Chilopoda. 3. Class Diplopoda. 4. Class Insecta. 5. Class Arachnida. Economic importance of arthropods. 1. They are agents of diseases. 2. They improve soil fertility through burrowing and decomposition. 3. The agents of pollination. 4. They are used as ornaments. 5. They are source of food. 6. They contaminate food. Diseases transmitted by arthropods: malaria, dengue fever, elephantiasis, filariasis, yellow fever, yaws, dysentery, typhoid fever, cholera, leprosy, trypanosomiasis, onchocerciasis. It should note that the number of body divisions, number of legs, the number or absence of antennae, and presence of absence of compound eyes are important. Class Crustacea. They possess body divisions, cephalothorax and abdomen. They have thick exoskeleton called carapace. They have 5 pairs of working legs on the cephalothorax. They have 2 pairs of antennae, one pair being larger than the other. They have a pair of compound eyes raised on the stalks. Respiratory in Crustacea. They respire through gills. Examples are crabs, lobsters, shrimps, woodlouse, and water fleas. They all live in water. Class Chilopoda. The head bears 1 pair of antennae. A pair of poison claws is attached to the first body segment for defense. 1 pair of legs is attached to each body segment except the first and the last 2. They have trachea for gaseous exchange. They excrete liquid waste through their Malpighian tubulus. They are all terrestrial. Class Diplopoda. They have 2 pairs of legs attached to each segment except the last 2 segments. The head is clearly defined. The head bears 1 pair of antennae. It should be noted that they have no poison claws. Similarities between centipedes and millipedes. Presence of a pair of antennae. Metamerically segmented body. Numerous legs. They breathe by trachea. Differences between centipedes and millipedes. Centipedes have poisonous claws present. Millipedes have no poisonous claws present. Centipedes have 1 pair of legs to each body segment. Millipedes have 2 half legs to each body segment. Centipedes are dorsal ventrally flattened body. Millipedes have cylindrical body. Centipedes few body segments are present, but in millipedes numerous body segments are present. Centipedes are fast in movement. Millipedes are slow in movement. They are carnivorous in centipedes, but in millipedes they are herbivorous or detritivorous. Class Insecta. Characteristics of class Insecta. They have a pair of compound eyes, three body divisions, namely head, thorax and abdomen. They have a presence of a pair of antenna, three pairs of thoracic legs. It should be noted that insects are the most numerous arthropods, also the most numerous animals. Do not forget, arthropods constitute the largest animal phylum. Insects constitute the largest class of animals. The reason is because they are the most successful animals. Insects are the first group of animals to evolve wings for flying. All arthropods are thought to have evolved from insects. Adaptation of insects as the most successful animals. They have the ability to fly. This enables them to search for food and avoid attack by animals or other enemies. They have various adaptations for feeding and reproduction. They have high rates of reproduction due to their shorter lifespan. They are small in size and do not need large areas to live. Differences between Insecta and Crustacea. Class Insecta, they have three body divisions. Class Crustacea, they have two body divisions. Class Insecta, they have three pairs of legs. Class Crustacea, they have five pairs of legs. Class Insecta, they have one pair of antenna. Class Crustacea, they have two pairs of antenna. Class Insecta, eyes do not stalk. Class Crustacea, they have stalked eyes. Class Insecta, they have trachea, which they use for breathing, but class Crustacea, they breathe through gills. Class Insecta, they have no carapace. Class Crustacea, they have carapace. Others in the class Insecta. Insects have many others. Insects are grouped into others according to certain features, including nature of wings, mouth parts, legs. Membranous wings are found in Odonata, Hymenoptera, and Diptera. Hindwings modified to form balancing structures called halteres, as found in Diptera. Scaly wings, as found in Lepidoptera. Leathery wings, curvets, referred to as tegmina, as found in the Orthoptera and Dictyoptera. Horny wing curvets, referred to as elytra, as found in Coleoptera. It should note that the most primitive form of wing is the membranous wing. Other Odonata. They have two pairs of narrow and membranous wings. They have very large eyes. They have an elongated abdomen. They have biting and sucking mouth parts. You should know that in this order, metamorphosis is incomplete. Example is dragonfly and damselfly. Other Diptera. They have one pair of membranous wings. They have one pair of halteres for balance. You should know that in this order, metamorphosis is complete. Example is mosquito, housefly, blackfly, tetris fly, common fruit fly. Other Orthoptera. They have biting and chewing mouth parts. Four wings are leathery and adapted as wing kids. They have large hind limbs for jumping. They have membranous hind wings. other Dictyostera. They have leathery forewings, legs almost equally developed. They have biting mouthparts. You should know that metamorphosis is incomplete. Example, praying mantis, cockroach. Other Coleoptera. They have horny four wings called elytra. They have protruding biting or chewing mouthpart called rostrum. You should know that metamorphosis is complete. The larva is called grub. Coleoptera form the largest order of insects. Example, Rhizoceros beetle, green weevil, and ladybird. Other Lepidoptera. They have body and wings which are covered with scales. Their mouthparts are modified as called proboscis for sucking. You should know that complete metamorphosis is complete in this order. Other Hymenoptera. They have narrow waist between thorax and abdomen. Two pairs of membranous wings with larger forewings is present. The wings are joined by a row of hooks. You should know that they undergo complete metamorphosis. Example is wasps, bees, and ants. Other Hemiptera. They have a piercing mouthpart modified into a rostrum. Their forewings are divided into two distinct portions of a basal portion, which is hard, and an apical portion, which is membranous. They undergo incomplete metamorphosis. Example, cotton stainer, pond skater, water boatman, bed bugs, and mealybugs. Other Isoptera. They have membranous fore and hind wings, which are similar. They have biting mouthparts. Metamorphosis is incomplete. Example is termite. Other Neuroptera. They have two large pairs of veined wings. Chewing parts, which is chewing mouthparts, is present. You should know that they undergo complete metamorphosis. Example is lace wings and antlions. Class Arachnida. Their body is divided into two parts, namely cephalothorax and abdomen. Four pairs of working legs are attached to the cephalothorax. A pair of chelicerae are attached to the cephalothorax. They have simple eyes. They have no antennae. You should note that chelicerae are jaw-like structures which possess poison glands that secrete poison used to pierce prey. Pedipalps are used for sensitivity. Example is scorpion, spider, ticks, and mites. Differences between Insecta and Arachnida. Class Insecta. They have three body divisions. Class Arachnida. They have two body divisions. Class Insecta. They have three pairs of legs. Class Arachnida. They have four pairs of legs. Class Insecta. Antennae is present. But class Arachnida. Antennae is absent. Class Insecta. They have compound eyes. But class Arachnida. They have simple eyes. Class Insecta. There is no chelicerae and pedipalps, but in class Arachnida, chelicerae and pedipalps are present. It should always be noted that insects are the most numerous arthropods and also the most numerous animals. Do not forget arthropods constitute the largest animal phylum. The reason is because they are the most successful animals.